Welcome to the Estate Professionals Mastermind Podcast, a podcast for estate professionals who earn more, work less, and make a huge difference in their communities. If you get value out of this free content, be sure to check out probatemastery.com, where you can get live classes, access to weekly coaching, and valuable courses. To learn more, visit probatemastery.com. Now let's jump into this week's content.
Okay, let's get started. Hey, welcome to our Tuesday Probate Mastery real estate coaching call. We do this every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, and every other time on either side of that. I'm Bill Gross, at Bill Gross Probate on social media. I'm a broker based in Los Angeles, California. I'm building a national team, but I'm really a practitioner more than a coach. I'm not really, in that sense, a full-time teacher. This call was designed for us to have a mastermind, to get together, to share best practices, share struggles, victories, losses, what's working, what's not working, and encourage each other. And I came on here as a participant for years, and then the coach could make it. I was like the substitute teacher for a while, and I've continued ever since. And I believe that part of success is having regular activities, having a team, having camaraderie of other people to help push you, hold you accountable, so on. So that's why we do this call. And just some quick housekeeping, this call is associated with the Probate Mastery website. That's where sponsor is, or who what this is part of. And it's part of the coaching package that goes along with that. And there's three different tracks right now, and this could get changed, but as it stands, there's some basic free information. I recommend you always start with the free information on any coaching program. Before you pay for anything, make sure they have enough good stuff for free that gets you started. To me, that's the down payment in your relationship. And then get certified if you want to add certification and set the basic fundamentals of the business. That program is here. I've taken that twice with the old company and the new company. And for my money, I've taken 5 certifications. This one's the best in my mind in that it's the most complete and has the most on the come from. How do you mentally approach the business as opposed to just purely teaching a cold call? And there's other course bundles and there's other programs and specials being offered from time to time. And then if you go up here, you'll see a Facebook community, which is the Estate Planning Mastermind. And there's 7,300 members there. Feel free to post your content and also looking for referrals for attorneys or real estate agents around the country. Okay, hold on one second. Let me get that. I've got some other people here. Let me get that muted. There we go. So feel free to post there. And then personally, I have my own program, Probate Weekly, probateweekly.com. You can sign up here and scroll down if you want to get the audio version or past episodes on YouTube. And I also have my own Facebook group, Probate Weekly. We have 3,700 members there. Feel free to post your probate-related content. Look for referrals. Love to have you. If you want more information on me, my Linktree, linktr.ee/BillGross, has everything I'm working on. And like the highlight coming up is my email mastermind program. I do this once a month or so, and the next one is March 27th. Reasonably priced at $97. The idea is the foundation of your marketing is your database and your email. Okay, so this is meant to be participative, so feel free to raise your hand or put questions in the chat box. Now, I do read the chat box and try to keep up with that, but I'd love to have you participate. Love to have your camera on and share with everybody as this is being recorded and we put on the YouTube channel. And then if you guys don't have any questions or comments, I can talk all day long. Now, we won't go more than an hour just because I have other things to do. But if you want to hear me, sit back and listen. I do want to just add in the most common topic discussed amongst realtors today is the changes. Doug, I see you. I'll get right to you. I just want to finish the thought since I started. Is the recent court settlement, proposed settlement, regarding National Association of Realtors and the lawsuits regarding commissions. And, you know, a couple things I would say. First, it varies by state. I'm in California. We have way different practices than other states do, which I think are more compliant with this settlement. So I think it'd be less disruptive for us than what I understand is the case in other states. Second, I think, you know, the entire world is uncertain. Nobody expected a global pandemic. Nobody expected a lot of things in life, and that's the nature of business. But here's the two things I can tell you that will always be true is one, that your network is your business. The people you know, like, and trust and want to do business with you is the asset of your business. And to the extent you work on that and build that every day, you'll succeed. And second, in real estate, it's all about listings. Listers last. And so you'll notice a lot of this comment is about how listing agents market to buyer's agents, how buyer's agents market themselves, contracts and all that, disclosures. But one thing that's true is if you have people who trust you to sell their probate property or any property, who trust you and value your service, you'll get paid. And if not, poof, it's going to be tough. Now, I think it's going to be tough for all of us because when it's tough for some of us, it all rolls uphill or downhill and will be tough for all of us. I think there'll be changes. And I think when the government gets involved, it's never good for anybody. When attorneys get involved, it's never good for anybody. So I do think there'll be disruptions and changes, but the only solution is to continue to create value for your customer database and to focus on learning how to represent those agents to sell properties more effectively. And I can promise you, if you focus on those two things, you'll be fine. Connie, I see your question, but the first question was the hands up by Doug Converse. Doug, let's get you in here first. What's going on?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to thank you because you know I've been listening to you for a little over a year now.
Wow. Thanks.
And I did exactly what Bruce taught me in the probate mastery about how to address people. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned to you back when I was first starting with you about three different people I'm working with. Well, they've all come forward in the last month to want to make a move. One of them has four properties, including the most incredible piece of property I've seen available in Bellevue, Washington, in forever. It's zoned for four individual lots with the most beautiful flip I've ever seen, with just a gorgeous forest for a backdrop. It's incredible. And then she's got two other properties and an apartment building, and she wants me to bring a buyer for all of them. And that's just one. The other one has a property in Kirkland that's just over an acre. Her house is on, and it can be subdivided into six different individual lots. Then there's the other one that I mentioned to you before, earlier this year, that can be subdivided into 160 townhomes. She doesn't have a lot of money, but I negotiated with the Department of Planning and Development. And the big holdup for this property was being able to put a landfill in that was definitely needed before anything else could happen, and put a sidewalk around the entire 17 acres. Well, I negotiated with the Department of Planning and Development and sold them on her and sold her on the land. They called me back 2 weeks after the Zoom meeting and said that they will finance the landfill and the sidewalk.
Wow.
They will pay for it.
Wow. And all this started from what was the step to initiate the activity?
I have a concierge team that specializes in helping people through the probate process, either with the things they've never done before or don't have time or the expertise to do so. And everything that is outside of what a probate attorney handles. Could that be of any interest to you?
I'm interested, and I'm in the same business, so good job.
Yeah, and they just kept saying, well, get back to me in a couple of months. Well, I did. Right. Get back to me in another couple of months. Well, I did.
Right.
Then I get this text message, Douglas, we're ready to move. We're ready to.
There's a lot there to unpack. And if I can, just to use you as an example on a couple of things. One is, I think it's important to focus on value rather than just focus on sales tactics and gimmicks. So often I'm asked by agents, what's the right script? What's the right this or that? I think more than the right script is the right coming from being of value to the customer or the prospect, number one. And number two, you also said about, following up. I think that there's a lot of sales tactics that stress, well, we're on the phone close to the appointment right then. And rather spend the energy on the sales tactics, I'd rather talk to somebody who wants to work with me, right? I got a large project that I'm in charge of now. I'm a broker of record for a property management company, which is going to generate, quite a bit of sales. In the meantime, I'm getting a lot of leads that are, I would call more retail-ish leads. Somebody calls the office, hey, I want to, sell my property, have the broker call me. Well, he never met me. We have no relationship. And the guy was just, I called him, five times. Now, do I owe him 5 phone calls back? I owed him 1. And he was just nasty when I got to him. Why? Because he didn't really want to do business with me. But you're talking about people who are ready to do business and talking to him at that point. So I think it's important that you want to focus on trying to do business with people when they want to do business with you. Good job.
Yes, and every phone call I did on the follow-up leading up to their contacting me, every phone call, every text message had something of value to them.
Nice.
But nice. It wasn't overbearing.
Nice. I think that's the key. Give people value and then give them opportunity to work with you. And when they're ready, they'll work with you. So,
oh, yes. And like one of them sent me photographs of her granddaughter's birthday a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's just great to connect with people like that.
I'm a sucker for grandkids' pictures since I have 2 young grandkids.
Well, that she thought of me. That really flattered me.
Very nice. Yeah, you. When I was younger, I used to think calling me grandpa would be an insult, but nowadays I feel like it's the ultimate compliment. So glad to be in the club. Well, Doug, thanks for sharing. Any questions or challenges we can help you with today?
Yes. Yes. I wanted to develop a strategy, and this is based on last week's call, or maybe it was the week before, but I want to develop a strategy, a courthouse strategy, because I picked up on a call, I think it was either last week or the week before, how important it is to mm-hmm. know people in the courthouse.
I think it's critical. I will tell you, I see on the call Natasha. She is on my team, actually, in New York, in Queens. She's a queen, and she's the queen of Queens, and we're going to try to broaden her to be a queen of, I think, the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Manhattan here down the road. But anyhow, you know, one of the things I hope I come across as humble, because I don't know everything about every place. I do know a lot about LA County. I know a lot less, but a little bit about Orange County, California, San Bernardino, and Riverside. Tomorrow and Thursday, I have 2 customers who are looking to overbid in court. Court confirmation sale is something we do in California more often than other places. And so I'm going to go to court both tomorrow and on Thursday. And so because I've done my work and I know the court pretty well, I'm going to make the investment of my time valuable. So I'll just share with you guys. The court hearing is at 8:30. I know to be there at 8:15. So I haven't been there for a while. That's not true. I was there about 3 days ago. I used to go every day. Then I stopped going with COVID and less regular. One thing I do know is they move the parking spot. So I'm going to do another video of where to park your car, because when I have customers go, I want them to find the right parking spot so they get in the courthouse on time. So I'm going to shoot a video on where you should park when you go to LA County Courthouse, for example, and share that with my prospects and put it on my YouTube channel. I'm going to go to court, and then when I walk out the court, I'm going to shoot a short video on what the result was. People are always interested in those stories. So I'm leveraging my time with those things. Now, LA County is very impersonal. I don't get the chance to really meet with the clerks and meet with the – I'll say hi to everybody I meet. But it's different than in more rural areas. So I'm just there really to be seen by the judge. So I'm going to get there early, and I'll hang out a little bit afterwards. All that's to say, that's my strategy. I think to know your strategy, there's 2 things you should do. One is do your research online for that county's courthouse, where they hold court, when they hold court, what types of hearings at different times of day. And talking to Natasha, certain types of hearings are held in Queens only, I think, on Thursdays. Other hearings on other days, she found out the best day to be there was Thursday. So we're going to look at other counties to fill up her Monday or Tuesday schedule. So again, if you have the choice of different courthouses, in my case in LA County, they move 99% of all the probate cases into one spot. How convenient for me. I live less than a half hour away. Bad news if you live an hour away or hour and a half away. So you need to know your county. It doesn't matter what mine is. It matters what yours is. So here's what I recommend. 1, go to your county courthouse website and look at all the information that's there. There's forms, there's rules, there's calendars. Maybe there's other details on the cases available. Each county is a little different. 2, go there, get there early and do your recon and plan to make multiple visits and go just to take notes. Get there before it starts and stay until after it finishes so you can see the whole thing. And so I call this, like in the military, they call it recon. Before you land the troops, you check out the beach, the tides, you know. I don't know. I was never in the military. I just watched movies. But you want to do recon. And so every county is different, and you should go and based on that, develop your strategy. Now, I'm glad to help And in Natasha's case, she's on my team. We're actually, you know, conversing daily almost on what the strategy is. And after going a couple of times, we discovered there's one day a week that makes sense on in Queens, and she's going to go other days to other courts to try to develop strategies in those others. So to answer your question, Douglas, remind me, what county courthouse is it that's closest to you?
King County.
King County. And how, I know King County is a big county. Is the county probate all in one place, or is it distributed throughout King County?
As far as I know, it's in one place, the King County Courthouse.
Okay. We want to find that out. Like that should be information that's publicly available, right? There shouldn't be, there should be a right answer. And I'm not saying this on the spot. I'm trying to give you an assignment. There's a right answer to that question, and you need to know it, right? So if you asked me in LA County, I gave you a little vague answer, almost all. And there's a longer answer, which is, well, we have a courthouse in Antelope Valley, does a few, and then if it's a special conservatorship or guardianship, they might be at a local courthouse, but 99% are held in Stanley Mosque in LA County on Main Street. I can give you the exact answer. Why? Because it's on the website. I'm not making it up. I'm not guessing it. And so I think when you know the answer, it comes across different than when you kind of know the answer. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. So I'd urge you to go and find out what days they have hearings. How many different departments or courtrooms have hearings, and on what days and what times? In general, in courthouses, there's two types of hearings or two types of activities. There's what I would call the calendar type stuff, which is really fast and short, where they're just going through motions really fast, and some get predisposed, declined, approved, and other ones get set for a hearing date at another time. And so in most courthouses, you'll start off with the calendar hearing, 8:30 or 9:30, whenever the court starts, and that's usually a half hour to an hour long. And then trials and more longer hearings are scheduled at another time, another day of the week. So you want to find, so in my experience, you want to be where there's the most people. LA, we've gone to full video almost. So there's about 10% of the population that used to be. In some counties, not only has population returned more to live, but I know of one county that actually eliminated video other than emergency situations. So you need to find out the rules in King County and where people are, and then what departments they are, what rooms are they in, and check out those rooms.
Okay. You can also get the most up-to-date probate and divorce information, can't you?
Well, again, I don't know King County, but in LA County, yes. You can walk in the courthouse, and there is filings there. There's computer terminals that you can use there that give you direct access to the most recent information, 100%. In fact, again, in LA County, I've seen the companies that some of you buy your data from, all the leads, probate data, foreclosures daily, and so on, hire people who go into the courthouse and access the computers there and get the data from the courthouse, the same computer that you're able to use as well. So yeah, you can get the latest information in most counties at the courthouse.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Doug, thanks so much. Congratulations. And come back and let us know how your court recon went, okay?
Yeah, it's really fun too. I have somebody who just made a lot of money in an investment. So he's got cash to bring to the Bellevue property.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Congratulations, man. Very exciting.
Thank you.
Okay, let me get back to the chat box and catch up a little bit. Connie asked, for somebody that's beginning with us, what's the first step to get going? Connie, you know, it all depends on who you are and where you are. If you want to unmute, I'd be glad to answer your question a little more personally.
I'm in D.C.
In Washington, D.C. And are you a brand new realtor or brand new to probate?
No, I've been licensed for 34 years.
Okay.
So, but this probate's different.
And it's a question what your next step should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the answer for you is different than somebody who's brand new. What I would say is, if you've been in business for 30 years, you must have a database or should have or need to get on organizing everybody you've ever met, know, like, or trust into a database. And then second, start sharing with them content of value to them on this topic, which can either be the perils of probate or the ways to avoid probate with proper estate planning. And I would, if it was me, and I did this, I would start finding good content that I liked, either information online, an attorney's website, or create my own content. I interview attorneys and create my own content and share that. And after a while, people see a few posts from you on your social media on those topics, they assume you're an expert.
So
that's great.
Yep. So do you recommend social media and not postcards or things like that?
Well, I think that everybody has to have a distribution strategy that's appropriate for them and their budget. Postcards cost money. So if you said to me, Connie, I gross $1 million a year and I have a net profit of $750, yeah, invest in some postcards. If you say to me, no, Bill, I barely know where the check is for my mortgage payment, and I'm struggling and I'm worried about the market going forward, well, then let's work on things that are free before we start spending money.
Gotcha.
And so one of the things that I also would say is that most realtors like you, and I don't mean to pick on you.
No, that's fine.
I do want to push you a little bit. Just consider me kind of push you in your rear end a little bit,
right.
Which is that I see real estate agents who are like us, have been in the business a long time, and have a whole population of people who know, like, and trust us, but we just can't find them. They can't find us. And that is the underutilized asset that's worth about $1 million. And if you can activate that asset, like anything else in life, you get a return for your on your asset. If you have money in the stock market, you expect about a 8% annual return on $1 million. That's going to be $80,000 a year. If you have $1 million database, you should be getting $80,000 a year commission from that. And so this is where most agents fall down, is they have a very valuable asset they're just not deploying. And so I always encourage agents to start with that. Now, at the same time, you need to learn what to talk about. That's where the probate mastery comes into play. That's where the certification comes into play. But start with the free content. And then you can always say, hey, I was on probate mastery and I learned this. I saw an interview with an attorney. I saw, you know, an agent describing this. I saw whatever is of interest to you, and share that with your group. And if you don't have social media, you got to start somewhere. If you're not sending out postcards, you got to start somewhere. So to answer your question, but I will always start with free before I start spending money.
Gotcha.
Does that help a bit?
Yeah, that's helpful.
Thanks, Connie.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. John says video is freezing up. I think that's your problem, John. I don't think that's us. I think our video is good on our end. Great pitch, Doug. Very good. KO getting a shout out. Lou's on the line. Welcome, Lou. Thanks for stepping and saying hi. And so Lou is the course advisor for the program, Lou Gutierrez, and he put in the chat box a link if you want to find out more about the programs connect with them there. I see Andy's hand up. Let's get Andy in and get you unmuted. There you go. What's up, Andy?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. So I've been watching your content for about a month now. I'm licensed here in LA County for over 8 years, but now I'm looking more to be specialized in probate. Been calling in for about a month. Really good conversations. My whole career has been cold calling, so I don't have an issue there. I want to know what I can do as far as follow-up to provide value. Because with absentees, hey, another property just sold. Hey, this tenant issues, right? With probate, what can I do weekly, monthly, until they get appointed, until they want to sell, to provide value?
So your question is, what can you provide for people who have to sell a house who happen to be in probate?
Yes, correct.
So the first thing I say is, well, if what you're doing is working mm-hmm. for absentee owners, the fact they're selling because of a probate versus they're selling because they moved versus they're selling because they got divorced versus they're selling because they're sick, it's all the same. Mm-hmm. If what works for those people is your content regarding the market, I would still do that.
Okay.
Meaning I'm not really big on segmented, and I know this is different than every other coach in the business or the company in the business. I'm not really big on customized drip campaigns. I'm much more interested in trying to build a sense of community and belonging and connection. And and play where you're strong. And so if you know the market, homes for sale, sales up, sales down, rates up, rates down, that's as valued to a probate seller as anything else.
Okay.
Right. They, you know, I now at the same time, I have content on my website about things that a petitioner would be interested in particular, how to find the right attorney, because if they're not yet connected, I want to steer them to somebody I work with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I think I would more focus on making sure I contact everybody all the time rather than having to find specific drip campaigns for individual people. So I put everybody in my database and I send out at least an email to all of them every week. And then I have various social media campaigns designed to stay in touch with them. And I would say they're not going to get lost once they're in my database.
Is it a newsletter? Is it a video or is it a combination?
Combination.
Yeah. Okay.
So one of the things I teach agents is if you're going to write an email, then use that as the script or the bullet points to record a video. And then I actually put the video at the top of that email. So some people click on the video, which is great. Some people read the written part. That's fine too. So it's really reusing the same thing. That same video goes onto YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitch, Rumble, Twitter, any place I can send it.
Mm-hmm.
And the content gets copied and pasted to Meetup, Eventbrite, everything else, every channel I have.
Got it.
I'm trying to repurpose the same content.
Okay, yeah, because I'm going to start doing content. I'm about to do about podcasts a week with mm-hmm. title representatives, CPAs, attorneys, people about Airbnb. So my YouTube is going to be kind of about everything.
Uh-huh.
But my business, I want to be more probate and trust sales. So
that's an interesting challenge. And I have the same challenge. How broad do you make it to get more views? And yet, how narrow do you have to hit your targets? And so that's, I don't know they have the answer. I have that question myself. And I'm trying to find the right place. I branded everything as probate.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to my YouTube channel or follow me, you see I talk a lot about general real estate as well.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. But first thing is just to get started. And then obviously down the road, pick which way I want to go.
Well, I don't know you need to pick. You can go both ways. But I'm just saying, you know, I'll give you an example. I've had Probate Weekly as a podcast for 4 or 5 years. I think it's the most highly viewed probate real estate podcast. There's a couple competitors. But if you look at the social media numbers, I believe it's the largest. I did another podcast on real estate that gets like twice that much. And then I had another one that gets like four times that much. And I was talking to my assistant like, well, you know, on one hand, it's great to have more people. On the other hand, am I getting the right people to watch it? Right. And
yeah.
So that's the challenge of this is you want more eyeballs, but you also want to make sure the right people are seeing it. It doesn't make sense to chase views or subscribers of people who will never sell a house and use you. You want to make sure you're educating and impressing the people who are a decision point to work with you at some point. So that's a challenge. And I don't know that there is a right answer. I think you just have to keep adjusting and playing with it to find the right mix.
Okay. Awesome. I appreciate it.
Sure, Andy. Make sure you send me a link when you launch your podcast. Love to stay in touch with local content. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you'll see me more often here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't see any other hands up. Doug asks what the letter is on the top of the far right of the top line of the URL. Can anybody tell me what URL are you talking about? Doug, I'm not sure what you're asking about, but wish I could help. Book a call. Oh, got it. The book a call. So HTTPS is the link. It should be a link in your chat. I'll re-hit that for you and put to everybody in the meeting. If you want to book a chat, it's https://calendar.app. Is this Calendly a link? Okay. Other questions, comments? We're about the halfway mark. Unless you guys are all filled up. I'm busy.
Well, I just jumped on, Bill. If I could maybe make a couple comments.
Sure, Steve.
I just finished my other meeting. Hey, so I watched the call last week, and just because I wasn't able to be there when it was live, you'll have to forgive me for driving. But there's a couple things you said, and I thought it was really interesting because I had a similar experience. I have a transaction right now where So there's a guy with Alzheimer's, and I have a placement agent wanting me to help sell the house. And it's kind of interesting. There's like a wife on the deed, and ends up they're divorced, and we had to figure all this out. They've been divorced for a while, and placement agent was kind of funny. She said, well, can't he just go down to the county and just sign her off? It's like, no, that's not how it works. And long story short, it's been going on for a while, and there's even an attorney lien on the house. I guess she hasn't dealt with any of this. So we ended up sitting down with one of the attorneys, and he's a guy whose name I've seen a lot for divorce and family law. And when we were talking, she asked him what his business was. And of course, I'm just like, oh, he's a divorce and family law guy. He said, well, you know, he mentioned divorce family law, but he said, I do a lot of probate and estate planning. It's over half my business now. Wow. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Right. And it was kind of funny because that came on the heels of a couple of studies I had read, such as the one you shared last week. And I know you and I had spoken a little bit about some of the divorce area. In this situation, it's been helpful for me because it's been relevant to what's going on. So I think understanding that side of things is important if you're going to be working with attorneys or some of these situations. But I think I've had a little bit of a change of heart in marketing towards it, especially with just some changes in this senior transition housing area I'm in probate. I just wanted to comment on it because I guess I had just some personal experience on it, and seeing it in the call, the replay of the call, it resonated with me. I don't know if it would help anyone else, but I wanted to share it with everyone here.
Well, thanks. Well, what Steve was referring to is last week I shared some data that showed a chart of the number of divorces in America declining rapidly. Now, I don't think it's because divorce is becoming out of style. It's just so many less are getting married that the number of being divorced, there's just less people to get divorced, and the numbers are declining and dramatically. I mean, I forget the exact amount, but I want to say it was like by 20% over the last 10 years, maybe 25%. Well, when a population is increasing and the numbers dropping, that tells you it's even worse. And so for attorneys who specialized in that, many of them went from kind of a generic divorce to really hardcore litigation, which when there's a lot of money involved, litigation is very expensive and lucrative. But more and more you find attorneys in divorce, it overlaps in other areas. It naturally overlaps in a probate. Why is that? Because two people are getting divorced and then one dies and the estate is now probated or subject to litigation, if it's an estate. Or a trust of some sort. So there is some overlap there, and more attorneys who do both are moving into the probate piece as a result of that being a more lucrative and growing market while the divorce is declining. And then second, Steve and I talked a little bit, and I mentioned I'm married, and any of the men who are married, I've been married 38 years by about the length of my fingernails, like most men. It's tough enough to be married. What I really don't need is clients all day bitching about their spouse on top of it. So it's tough enough without that being my primary client. So I made the decision to avoid divorce as a niche just because I thought my own mental health and marital, I'm going to say marital bliss, overstate things, but marital health, that I would avoid that. So that was a personal choice. And I'm not saying I'm right and anybody else is wrong. And I've met people who work that niche. I haven't met anybody. Just interesting. I'm going through my head right now. I know three people, one realtor and two attorneys who focus in divorce. I would say this. I wouldn't trade my marriage for theirs, for what that's worth. And I don't mean to disparage other people. And you never know what happens behind closed doors. But I would say marriage is tough enough without adding, collecting people in divorces to your client list. So, Steve, thanks for joining in.
Yeah, thank you. And like I said, agree wholeheartedly. I find it very difficult when I work with these people. It does come home with you. For me, it really conflicts with a lot of religious beliefs. I had to make a decision.
Yeah, that too. Forget, thanks so much. And drive safely. We'll let you go. And I know, Lex, I saw you had your hand up and then you disappeared. I don't know if you're still around. You want to jump in? Love to have you.
I'm here. Hi.
There you go. What's up, Alexa?
Hi. So I have only tuned in a couple of times just because scheduling has been crazy. So I appreciate you guys. So when we started the divorce conversation was when I kind of perked my hand up. So I'm one of those crazy agents that deals a lot with divorce. Basically, 85% of our business is divorce, probate, and financial distress. And so we deal with all the really tough transactions. The reason that I raised my hand is because the conversation about attorneys also came up. And so I have a certification called the Certified Divorce Real Estate Expert, CDRE. And in that program, one of the sort of items of value that they offer to the agents in the program for the attorneys is actually CLEs, so continuing legal education. And every time that I talk about them, my estate planning and probate attorneys they're like, is there like a sister organization? Is there an organization that does that for estate planning and probate? Yes. And so, you know, if there's anything that we can do or anything I can help with to make that happen on this side, that would be amazing.
You know, so what she's, just to kind of recap what she said with a big smile and a lot of energy is that there's a similar niche in divorce, and there's a company that is similar to Probate Mastery in that they offer a coaching and a certification program. One of the strategies they use in that organization, it's a lot more expensive, I think, at least the one that you're referring to that I'm familiar with. It's actually based in California. Alexa, where are you located?
South Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, nice. My second home. I used to live in Boca, and we go to a Surfside every year for family vacation. So, nice. There's an organization based in California that does divorce training, and they encourage, emphasize offering continuing legal education, CLE, which is a requirement for attorneys to keep their license. And you'll find that classes that otherwise would seem boring, attorneys show up for because they want to get the credit. And then they always sign in their name afterwards because they want to get the certificate. They need a certain number of these. And if they're offered and they're efficient and they are easy to get, it's a way to get traffic. And then it also puts you in a position of being an expert. So I know somebody who used to do that for probate, he no longer does that. I think it's a great idea. It's one of those things where I can only do so much and be in so many places, but I would love to see my team who does that and promote it. The challenge I think is that in California, it has to be California based, and then there's other certifications for CLE in other states. So you would have to get certified by each individual area, but there's a process you do that. And I think it's a great marketing technique. And I think Alexa is wide open in probate, as far as I know, both in Florida, you're nodding your head, and I would say in California, and I think I would know. Now there are, for example, the local bar, in my case, LA Bar, Beverly Hills Bar, Central City, will do classes from time to time, and they'll give CLE credit for it. But there's nobody doing them online, and I think consistently as part of their marketing program. It's really more kind of ad hoc.
So you're absolutely right. It's way more expensive, but in terms of the value that they offer, so like there's the monthly CLE class, and then they also give you like the weekly emails to remind people and the monthly newsletter to send them and everything. Right. So yes, it is absolutely more expensive. But that's something that absolutely, just having seen how the family law attorneys like fall all over themselves to get into that circle. I mean, anything I can do to help to be able to add that level of value to the probate side would be amazing. So please use me as a resource in any way. I'm happy to offer.
Well, you know, maybe I'll talk to you offline. I'm interested, and I'd love to find a way. You know, I mean, just personally, full disclosure, I have active business in LA, as well as I have 47 agents in my downline, and a bunch of them are focused on probate, including Florida, Tampa, currently. A CLE strategy would fit in really well with what I'm trying to do. So maybe I'll get the call offline. We could talk some other time. Thanks so much. Good. Anybody else interested? And Alexa, put your contact info in the chat box in case somebody wants to reach out to you. Oh, there you are. There's your calendar. Beat me with punch. Okay, good. I'll look forward to spending some time with you as well. Thanks so much. Glad we got you. Anything else I can help with while I have you here?
Nope. I think this is great. So thank you for having me.
Thank you. Okay. Other questions, comments? That was interesting. I love that concept. Can't tell what the letter. Okay, I think we got. I'm not sure how we got the book of call. If Doug, I don't know if you got what you needed. If not, Lou, if you can email Doug Converse a Calendly link for your time, I think that would be that would solve that problem. I'm not sure what kind of problem he's having with that. Look at that. Doug Converse has a client who wants to move to Doral. Doral Country Club. Can I just say for the record, I played on the Blue Monster when I was young. I founded the University of Southern California Alumni Club in Florida, the Florida chapter. And we had an assistant football coach at the time, Craig Furtig, who was very good friends with Jimmy Johnson, who was the young football coach at the time at Miami, the Miami Hurricanes, University of Miami. And we got together and played golf. I played with these two legendary college football players at the Blue Monster in Doral, and I just hacked up the whole thing. In fact, I really didn't hit half the holes. It was just... It's a PGA championship course, and they don't let many people on there, and somehow I got on there. So anyhow, that's Doral. Okay, and let's see. Desmond says, I'm a trust and estate paralegal. Okay, so Desmond, I don't know if you want to come on here and we could chat about this. Desmond asked a question. This is so funny, Desmond, because I've reached out to, in my time, probably 10 different, there you are, let's see here. Is your camera on? No. So there we go.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm good.
What's the T for?
I'm gonna be honest with you. It matched the sneakers, so I went with it.
Look at that, man. It just matched the sneakers. Okay. He's a style guy. So Desmond is he put in the chat box, he's a trust and estate paralegal. And also how he can leverage his knowledge of estates to get probate deals. Now, are you also a realtor or you're just a paralegal?
I'm a realtor also.
Got it. And what state?
New York.
New York, New York. So nice they named it twice. What part?
I live in Long Island in the Nassau County area, but as far as the paralegal side of it, I work in all the boroughs.
Got it. And you know where Plainview is?
I'm familiar. Is that Westchester? If I'm not mistaken,
I think it's Westchester.
Is that the Bronx?
It's right in the corner of Westchester. So. Yeah, yeah. My son-in-law is from Plainview, so I go there.
Okay, regularly. Got you.
So I'm on the LARR once a year. For those of you in New York, you know what that's about. If you're not in New York, you know what that's about. So you know, you asked a great question. Personally, I'm not a paralegal. I'm a real estate broker. But I always look for tools that can help my clients. Who are my clients? Well, sometimes they're families. They're trying to do the probate themselves. They don't want to pay an attorney, but they might want to hire a paralegal. Also, I have clients who are attorneys who don't do that many probates, and their probate doesn't really know much. Their paralegal doesn't know much about probate and estates who need a good paralegal. And so I've probably talked to five or six in my market area, and I've never been able to get one to interview to promote them to their business. Now, you're already a real estate agent, so that's a whole different level. You, of course, you have to be hyper careful because attorneys will say, well, you can't give legal advice. And then there's a question, is filling out forms for the customer legal advice or not? And you're going to say, no, I'm a paralegal, I'm helping them. And attorneys going to say yes and hate you for it. So you have to be aware of that challenge. But I think that you certainly can offer your services as a paralegal to families who are entering probate or need to do estate plans and such. And you also can offer your services to probate-focused attorneys. The number one probate realtor in Southern California, to my knowledge, she started as a paralegal. And she was with a big firm, and they had real estate, and they weren't happy with the realtors because the realtors didn't really know the requirements. And she became a full-time real estate agent. And how many years, 40, 50 years later, I think she's close to retiring as doing a huge business. So I would say just look for people who need your service in the paralegal. I'm sorry, as a paralegal, whether it be a family or attorney. If you find enough of them, there'll be plenty of real estate for you.
Gotcha. Understood.
Personal, if I'd love to interview you if you're interested.
Yeah.
I'm on YouTube
channel. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I want to... So, for those of you watching me, this is just how I roll. It's not really complicated. I just, you know, all the long time I talk to people, I'm going to put in my, do you have access to the chat box?
Yes, I do. One
second. Okay, so I'm going to, and for anybody else as well, I'm going to put in my meeting link. And Desmond, I'll send it to you directly as well, just to make sure you get it. But I'd love to interview you, and I'll put it on my YouTube channel. And I'll each of you just join me who's in Queens, and maybe you guys can get together and talk about maybe some of the same people you're marketing. Maybe you guys can do something together. We could talk about that.
Yep, that would be great. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Desmond. Thanks for checking in. And now you need to look into that tea. That's a logo, man. So you're,
I know, you know,
you're
what?
Representing somebody. You better figure out who it is, or you're going to go in the wrong neighborhood and have a problem, I think.
I never thought about it before, but now that you mention it, I'm gonna do a little research. This will be on the same side.
Okay, man. Thanks so much.
All right, bye.
Great meeting you. Okay, so let's see. John, I do cleanups of vacant homes in states, just exploring the group, see if I any advice here or help. I love this. John Terrell. There you are. You want to unmute yourself real quick? Where do you do clean? I see American flag in the back. Where do you do cleanouts? You're muted. There you go. Where do you do your cleanout work?
Pardon?
Where do you do your cleanout work?
Southeast Michigan, Detroit area.
Detroit. So a couple things. I use that service once a month. And I have interviewed probably 4 or 5 people who do that service. Now, I'm in LA, bigger than Detroit, no offense, but it's just bigger. So more geography. So a cleanout service that is in the South Bay won't work in the Valley. So I probably need more. And also for me, it's just a good excuse for content. So I would say, first off, if you're on this call and you're a realtor in South Michigan, i.e. Detroit area, reach out to John. You guys should meet. You guys should do a video, put it on your YouTube channel, put it on your social media. John will talk about how he offers this service to customers, and your job is to promote it, if he's any good, to help your customers with a solution for cleaning up properties, particularly for people who are absentee or out of state or whatever. And then
we do a lot of work for realtors.
I would think. So the more realtors you talk to, the more business you get. Do any of them interview you and put you on their social media?
No, they haven't interviewed me yet. No.
I would. So I'm not in the Detroit area, so I really can't be of all that much help, but I would say maybe the call. And I'd reach out to anybody here in the call. Put your contact info in the box. Let's find somebody who can not only here's my criteria when I do videos like this, and, and the same's true with Desmond. Is my criteria is, will people who follow me be interested, yes or no? Second, will I learn, yes or no? Third, will it help their business, yes or no? And fourth, could it help my business? Maybe yes. And so if it hits those boxes, why would I not do that? So anybody who's on the call who services Detroit area, I'd reach out to John. John, put your contact info in and let's see if we can. He already works with realtors. How about also privately just asking him, what do the good realtors do? What do the bad realtors not do? As a way to learn that, because those are his customers. Any other questions you have for me, John, I can help you with?
Not really at the moment. I'm just beginning to explore marketing to probate attorneys. And it's something that I've been thinking about for a long time. Of course, you know, we think about it. Do we actually do it? And then came across your probate mastery group somehow, and
imagine that.
Your emails, and finally,
it's not like I'm not working at that every day to get people in. I'm sorry, go ahead. I mean, you make it sound like a coincidence. I'm sort of trying to grab people in every day, and I got you. So somehow,
well, finally, the timing worked out. I was able to hop on the call, and I've just been sitting here listening and trying to glean what information I can. And thought I'd pop up with the question because, you know, it's the sort of group that makes sense for me. But I am not a real estate investor. My wife would kill me if I started to get into real estate investing.
Not if you made money.
Pardon?
Not if you made money. There is no way to get your wife to love you more than making a lot of money. Make a lot of money in a real estate deal. I just did one and made about $20,000 on it. You know, there's nothing wrong with that in any marriage.
True enough.
So, you know, I think for you, there's two ways you can go about this. You can one-on-one go out and reach to attorneys, or you can have realtors who are already talking to those attorneys do it for you. That's okay. Why I interview the John Terrells in Southern California, because you're already talking to a bunch of people. So by talking to one, it's one to many marketing. And I also think that you can promote, to the extent this call is helpful for realtors to build their probate business, why not promote that to your realtor customers? Hey, I was on this call. They talk about how to build business with attorneys. It's free. Bill Gross is good looking and charming. Why not? you can leave that part out. But why not promote that to your customer base as a way to help build your business? And by way, the rest of us have friends in Michigan, or occasionally somebody else in Michigan will pop in and you're the hero of the call. So I think those are things that, you know, you have to look at your time and how you invest it. But to me, rather than market to attorneys who may or may not be the ones that order the service, the realtors probably more likely are. Any attorney who's ordering your service should be working with a realtor who's doing it for them, right? So do you know by chance Al Abdullah?
The name is familiar.
He's been on this call. Do you by chance know Kate Simon?
I'm sorry, what was the name?
Kate Simon?
No.
Last guest, Jeff Glover.
Jeff Glover, I know.
Big organization. Kate's one of his coaches and executives. So I would say, you know, we know people, and people have been through here before from that group. So again, I think you can market to attorneys, or you, if you already have realtors, I would go through my list of every realtor ever ordered my service, make sure I'm communicating with them about your service, and then maybe invite them to this call. If you're going to be on here especially, invite them to this call. It's a way for you to see them without having to spend a lot of time or money. That's what I would do.
All right. Very good.
Okay, John?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Okay. So where are we here? Freelancer. I plan to move to LA from Dubai. Why would you do that? And get a real estate license so I can practice in California. What should I keep in mind before moving there? Whew. Depends why you're moving here. I don't know how to answer that. That's a whole personal situation you'd have to come in and we could talk about. I don't know how to answer generically. LA is beautiful. And I'm not moving to Dubai, but I don't know if I can really help with that. John has his contact info, Burley Geist. Thanks for sharing your contact info. Natasha already, very good, on the job there with Desmond. Yeah, you guys should get together and then we should talk how to leverage that, because obviously you're going to courthouses. Natasha is, I mentioned, in Queens, going to courthouses. When you go to courthouses, you meet families who are trying to do it on their own and they're stuck in the mud. One solution is attorney. Another solution could be paralegals. And so paralegals and those of you going to court is a great connection. And I just really feel like on this call, I'd love you guys all to put your contact info and share, because I think there's a lot of business in this room. If we just all got together, we could all do all the business in America and leave the scraps for everybody else. Okay, no other questions, comments? We got just a few minutes left. Is there any last minute? If not, man, I appreciate you guys who participated, John and Andy and Alexa, Desmond. Great meeting with you guys. Shout out to Natasha in the chat box. See, Lou, did you have anything you want to share today? Anything special? I had looked for you, and I think you jumped out of the call. Yeah, you're gone, it looks like. Anybody else have any questions, comments before we wrap up? So I just do just one more pass through our Northwest Private Solutions. Is that a yes?
Yes, Bill. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. So my name is Naeem and I'm in Dubai. That was my question that I wanted to move to LA, because I'm working as a freelancer and a remote marketing guy for some real estate agents in the United States since a couple of years. And now I want to do that. I want to get a license in the United States, because I see that I can do a lot more business if I have a license. So I just want to know, I do have like enough knowledge and background that I should be getting a license. And I understand what you guys are saying, but I can't do much because I'm not in LA.
Okay. Well, I'd say check back in once you get your license. I'll talk to you about how we can help you get your business launched. In the meantime, if you're doing work for realtors, feel free to put your contact info in the chat box. We have agents on this call who I use freelancers. I have 8 different virtual assistants in my business. I could not do what I do without a lot of help from around the world. So please put your information in and hope to talk to you soon.
Okay. Is there something that I can probably do for you?
Okay, well, we're not going to do a sales call on this phone call. That's not appropriate. So thank you for jumping in. And but if you have particular information, you can reach me offline. We could.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Quite right. Thank you. Okay. So sorry about that, guys. So for the rest of you, just a quick wrap up and memory as to where we are. This is Probate Mastery is our call where we get together every week. And this is, how did that show up? Wow. I did a awkward. I just shared my label. I had to print up. Just to share a quick story. I am a fiduciary on a probate. And so part of the job on that is filling out forms. And why is that? Oh, that's, I see that, but you guys don't see that. Got it. Okay. My screen showed up when I was working on it. It's not supposed to. Probatemastery.com. Free basic material. Start there. Do the free stuff. Once you get addicted to that, it's kind of like, I imagine coke dealers get you hooked on the coke initially, then get certified. I didn't really mean it like that. But I'm just saying, I think in any coaching, you should find plenty of free information to help you get started. And then if it's a good fit and a good connection, then spend some money, invest some money in yourself, get certified and or those course bundles. And then you continue the conversation on Facebook at Estate Professionals Mastermind. We have 7,300 members. Feel free to put your questions there, continue the conversation, or referrals for attorneys or realtors across the country. I'm at probateweekly.com. You can register for that, probateweekly.com. And put your email address in, you'll get reminders. Scroll down if you want to see the podcast on audio or past episodes via YouTube. And you can reach out to me as well on probateweekly.com. So thanks again to all those who participated. And look at that. Jeanette Infield is also a paralegal and realtor. I think that's a great combination. I've known several. I just feel like it's a great combination opportunity to work in the probate space. And hopefully Desmond and I were able to give you some insight, Jeanette, on what to do. Okay, guys, we'll wrap up here. Thank you so much. It was a great call. I appreciate your time. I'm Matt Bill Gross, Probate and Social Media. Call, text, or email if I can help you, and make it your best day ever. Thanks so much.